Creating brings me peace. Mm-hmm. Confidence allows me to create.
What I was going to say was that creating brings me peace, and my level of peace brings me another level of confidence. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, when you create a nice piece, it gives you some confidence.
That was good.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area,
yes. Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here,
your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome back to the Gray Area. While you are here, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, movies, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. Also, if you would like to watch this podcast live and early, don't forget to join the good people of the Gray Area by joining our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can catch this podcast live and also early because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, as well as our food review show. Who made this? Oh yeah.
Well, I was like, I'm so
used to him missing it that I was just like, yeah.
I missed it again.
As well as other content that we by now already have started sharing with you guys. So definitely tap into that. But in the meantime, what's up? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Yeah, I feel good. How about y'all?
I'm sleepy, but I'm good. Sleepy and good, but I'm not tired. It's just time. It's nap time. Been up since 6:30.
I tried to get up early. It didn't work out. I just kept setting my alarm again. I don't know. This today. Well, I stayed up late last night. That's probably why. But I'm good. I am... I'm hungry, I think. I think I'm more hungry than anything else. Like, I'm not tired. I'm a little bit tired, but not for real. But I just want to eat some food.
Right, me too. I wish I had Dang, we was watching. Oh, yeah, we was watching Daniel Spellbound. They was just had the wand.
Oh, yeah, just making the food out of nowhere.
What I wish,
yeah.
That's what I would wish for right now.
All right, pancakes?
Yeah, like just whatever I want. But
full stack of pancakes.
But I actually had...
Tofu scream.
I actually had a question.
Oh, what's your question?
So we don't deviate on a random downslide of wishes.
Oh, okay,
because
I was about to...
I peeped. But my question was, because a lot of times we don't realize that we have choices and life is full of choices. So I wanted to ask you guys, who are you guys choosing to be today?
You want to ask us that?
Yeah.
you go first.
I knew you was going to do that. We do this all the time, but then you'd be like, I should have went first. Cool, I'll go first. I am choosing to be, I mean, the simple answer would be the highest version of myself, but I'm choosing to be the most creative version of myself today. I wrote that down in my morning page, so I'm cheating a little bit, but yeah, just choosing to be.
Not cheating.
I didn't know you was going to ask, so yeah, I guess it's not, but yeah, I'm choosing to be the most creative version of myself and like whatever that looks like in whatever capacity that looks like and just... Yeah, shooting to be the most creative version and seeing where that takes me, seeing where that leads me.
Okay. So for me...
I had another question for Damani real quick.
Okay.
You got creative things going on today?
I will. I do, technically. And I have creative things going on, and I just want to be creative in everything that I'm doing. So if I'm just finding ways to be creative.
Gotcha.
And just do things creative, do things that I don't normally do, or just try things from different angles, different perspectives, and just try stuff out.
Word.
That's where I'm at with it right this second.
It's Beautiful, beautiful.
Action. You're there.
All right. So I am choosing to be, I think, the most peaceful version of myself today. Whatever that looks like. I guess I'm choosing to, I don't know, heal and stuff today. I'd be calm. I don't know. The other day I said, let me tell y'all, this one was good. This one was good, okay? The other day I was like, I'm choosing to be and the amazing businesswoman that I am that has the business acumen of Shaquille O'Neal or something like that.
You know, he read Business for Dummies. No, that's how he started.
Oh, I might need to do that.
You some Business for Dummies. You're not dumb. But.
I know, but, you know, in honor of me dummy, being a student.
I used to see them books all the time. I feel like I don't ever see them books. I mean, maybe
they still around.
You gotta go to Barnes & Noble. They be in there.
They used to be thick as the Yellow Pages.
They had some smaller ones, though, after, like, I think as the
years go. I got one of them books.
What is it?
I think it's,
You got Business for Dummies?
Money for a Dummy?
It's Financial Currency for Dummies, something like that.
So,
I should read that.
I probably need to read that too.
That's a couple books that I have about financial literacy and that I should read. One of my teachers gave me a book about, it was a financial literacy book, credit book. One of my, not teachers, pardon me, one of my professors. I actually like her. Shout out to Dr. Kaiser. I think that's her name, Dr. Kaiser. Shout you out.
Shout you out. You doing well.
Word. So, yeah, today, though, I'm going to start over, y'all. Today, I'm choosing to be, still the most peaceful and, most peaceful version of myself. So, I'm going to do the things that bring me peace today. That's what it is.
Give me my peace back. You know, need to relax.
Oh, I forgot you wrote a verse to it.
That's not my verse.
What?
I was doing your verse.
That ain't my verse.
I don't have a verse.
But that's not my verse.
That's an exclusive.
Word.
I'll get that later.
Word. Coming soon. But yeah, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What brings you peace?
What brings me peace? Creating actually brings me peace. But also not allowing outside elements to shift my emotions or my flow of things.
You got tested. I didn't even know what you was coming in today.
I had no idea.
You need to be ready as soon as you open your eyes.
I had no idea. But yeah, so I'm whatever brings me peace, that's what I'm focusing on today. So if you call me or text me and you giving the wrong energy, not bringing me peace, either I'm going to be slow to respond or I might not respond till tomorrow.
Right.
So, yeah. But that goes with me listening to my intuition and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just going, whatever brings me peace. I like to eat food too. That brings me peace.
Word.
Good food. If it's bad food, it ain't gonna bring me peace. It might bring me some indigestion.
Bring you diarrhea.
It might bring me that, but it ain't gonna bring me peace.
Garbage in, garbage out. Yeah, you know what they say.
Good food. But yeah, so. What about you?
Me, Sir Breezington, is here as the most confident version of myself. So not looking for any outside validation. If I have an idea and I want to do it, just go ahead and do it. Not feel the need to announce that I'm about to do this or I'm doing this. Just be like, hey, tell myself this is what I'm doing. And also the most confident version of myself, trust myself because I do what I say I'm going to do. Just leads to more confidence. And I feel like confidence is the key to life for me. Out of everything that I learned so far, like in my strengths and capabilities and everything, I feel like the level of confidence that I feel is needed is what was missing. It's not missing anymore. I found it.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now, I definitely feel like confidence is a huge thing. You know, there's a million C words that have come into play for me, whether it's commitment, confidence, courage, all of this stuff. But
continuity.
but a big one for me is being confidence and courage. And like I also don't think we recognize how often we need confidence in situations, or like we don't recognize like the thing that we're the feeling that we're missing is the feeling of confidence. So like you get thrown into scenarios where you don't recognize that you're not operating as if you were a confident person, because if you were, you wouldn't operate like that.
Mm-hmm. And confidence is silent. That's what I've learned. It's like a feeling, an aura. People know it's a certain way that you move that yells confidence, opposed to saying I'm confident. It's just it's a character trait.
So, what brings you confidence? What enables you to act as your most confident self throughout the day?
Reminding myself who I am. Actually getting up and doing the stuff that I say I'm going to do. Not looking to other people to answer questions that I already have the answer to. Just really trusting myself and knowing that I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. Just acting as if I already know. Because 9 times out of 10, I already know. And my morning routine, that helps a lot. So, like, working out, yoga, meditation, that'd be helping set the foundation of the day. So, now I got myself out the way first. So, now. And I won't be having the energy to, like you were saying, about peace. Like, after I do all that, I don't really be bothered. It's like, okay, this is what we're doing, or this is what we're not doing. And be okay with the decision that I make.
Yeah.
Like, just be okay with myself at the end of the day. Just be okay with however I'm moving, whatever I choose. If I feel like eating right now, okay, I'm going to eat. Whether good or bad, I made the decision, so I deal with the consequences later. Like, even the cashews. I shouldn't have been eating them cashews at 8 o'clock, but I was watching the show.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, night. Okay. Yeah.
Today, I felt it. I felt it maybe last night. I felt like, even like digestion-wise, I don't need to be eating after 6:30. I feel the difference now. I even wrote about that earlier. Like, I feel the difference. Like, everything wasn't digested when I did my workout. And I'm like, I don't like how this feels. I'm supposed to be light.
Once,
agile.
Once it hits 7 o'clock now, my body... Like, I automatically can feel, like, if I'm still eating, I automatically feel my body like, nah, bro, we off work.
Yeah. We off work.
You doing too much. We clocked out already. And you still trying to give us more work. Nah, I clocked out. I'm out.
It's like you working and they're like, you still sending packages and we turning off the lights.
Right. Like,
sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, it's like, you can send the packages. We're not doing nothing with this until the morning. Not doing nothing with this till the morning. So you can send it in, but it's gonna sit.
Throw it in the lockbox.
Back in the day, I used to be able to eat whenever, whatever time.
Right.
And like the fact that it was just something so little, so minute, some cashews. And I'm like, wow, these have not digested yet.
But I don't even know that it was a thing where we were. We were just ignoring it.
Probably.
Like, I had acid reflux really bad. And I didn't know what it was due to. Now I know, like, eating eggs at 11 p.m. after work.
Texas Roadhouse biscuits.
Texas Roadhouse rolls and eggs at night. That's probably why I was having all that acid reflux.
Table salt.
The late nights when we was eating pizza in the studio. Like,
pizza
3 a.m.
I used to get the, dang. We back at food.
I told you.
When I moved out, when I moved to Alabama, that's the first time I ever had American Deli.
And they had cheesesteak. I missed still the cheesesteak. So I had the cheesesteak and the wing combo with the fries. My goodness. That used to, with the peach lemon. I mean,
was it peach lemonade?
I think it was peach mango.
Peach mango lemonade.
Both of those flavors sound fire. I used to mix it. Peach mango lemonade. Now, oh my goodness.
Boom. That sound good.
That was good.
Yeah,
that might be one of the best meals I had. It's not, but like one of the best, I'm gonna say, fast food meals that I had. Mm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Confidence. Peace.
It's a great time, man.
Confidence. Peace. I ain't really. Hold on, my bad. I was burning.
Creativity.
Mm-hmm. I ain't really have anything, but I'm feeling like a mix of all the answers, just because creating brings me peace. Mm-hmm. Confidence allows me to create. Every day I create.
I do think they all interchange. And what I was going to say was that creating brings me peace. And my level of peace brings me another level of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Confidence, mm-hmm. Yeah. Confidence allows me to just go ahead and do it. And creating, yeah.
And I was going to say, when you create a nice piece, it gives you some confidence.
That was good.
But nah, yeah, I think they all go hand in hand. And I think it's fun. It's super important. And I think there's also like, I've heard people talk about this. There's a difference between confidence in yourself and then confidence in what you're doing, or there's also confidence in things. So you can have like confidence in your clothes. You can have confidence in like your ability to put the outfit together. You can have confidence in your ability to wear whatever you're wearing, mm-hmm. how you wear it, because you know it's gonna be fire on you, or whatever. So just knowing that, and then going back, it was a point you made, Breeze, about. It was about like, as long as I start my day a certain way, it reminded me of, it was a clip I saw. He was talking about how, and I don't know if it was Jamaica, like it was a certain fruit that they was cutting, and then when they would cut the fruit, like if you didn't do anything, when you cut the fruit, it would get really messy, right? And he was saying what they found out is that when you put oil on your hands before it, it made the cutting process easier, and you didn't get as dirty. So he was saying
fruit.
Might have been jackfruit. I can't remember. But he was saying, like, basically, to oil yourself before you go out into the world. So do the things that you need to do to mentally get yourself grounded so that the world doesn't stick to you, so that you can impose yourself on the world or whatever.
You want to say something?
I ain't do my yoga this morning. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I recorded instead of doing my yoga. So that's why I almost got tripped up. But then
I was
able to bring it back.
When I got up, I was like, Shakoy not up yet? That's what I was thinking. But I'm like, you know what? It is Saturday.
We was up watching a Nollywood movie.
Yeah, I seen.
It was so bad. I had to keep watching.
And I was sitting there like, what has she got me watching?
Y'all know I love a good bad movie.
Oh my goodness.
A good bad movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Yeah, so good. I mean, that was just bad, but.
Nigga was crying like, why all y'all cry like that? No tears have fallen. It was bad, but it was good. I regret nothing.
As you should. Not regret anything.
What was you gonna say?
It's fading, but I think I was gonna say something along the lines of, as long as I... Because you said, as long as you get your day started in a certain way.
Yeah, you got to oil yourself up before you go out to the world.
Word. Don't be ashy. I'm playing. Well, I mean, if you want to be ashy, feel free. But, yeah, it's like, now I have a good track record of, like, my days going a certain way. Like, so, if it start, like, when my days start with me doing this, this, and this, now the rest of my day, it's usually a lot smoother, a lot easier. I have the mental capacity to do whatever, focus on whatever. It's easier to trust myself. My thought pattern isn't
all over the place. Because now my morning routine, it creates structure for the rest of my day.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of reminds me of Atomic Habits, for like the habit stacking and like doing all of this stuff, where it's like when you do the first thing, it makes it easier to do the second, the third, the fourth, or whatever. So I know for me, depending on what I do, if in the morning, if I grab my phone for any reason other than to, like, I'd be doing like a little breath work or whatever, or if I grab my phone for any other reason besides those things, I'm a lot more likely to get distracted later on in the day. Don't know why, just kind of happens that way. As opposed to me going through and finishing the steps all the way through, it just, my day is a lot more focused. I don't really care about a lot of other stuff. I get more stuff done just because of the nature of me doing stuff in a particular order. The only thing that people don't talk about is that if you miss one thing, like if you miss the start of something, it'd be so much harder to get back on track for. Like if you miss yoga today, or if you were to miss a workout, the rest of it almost feels kind of off.
Like my Sundays, because I don't work out, or I don't work out, do yoga, or anything on Sunday. So I need a Sunday routine type of thing. I might stretch.
I'm gonna do it. I was so late to recording. I'm like, I need to get upstairs. But I also set up my routine now, though, that if I do, like, let's say I'm running behind schedule, which doesn't usually happen, but sometimes on Saturdays it does happen. But if I can't do yoga in the morning, what I've already done before that is enough for me to still be able to move about my day and be fine. And then, like, now, I'm going to just do yoga later, and it'll be fine. Like, in the past, I feel like I used to set my morning routine up, and if I didn't do every single step, the whole day would just fall apart, or I would be somehow mentally not able to get back on track. But now, I think I narrowed it down. With this 12-week year, I was like, all right, what are essential things that I need to do to make me, like, feel okay to go out in the world, make me feel oiled up so I don't feel ashy while I'm outside.
Did a comment come in? Mm-mm. Over there? I thought I seen it.
Nah, that's the one that was already there. And then I was like, okay, well, what can I add to this that actually helps? Like, that'll help to enhance whatever I'm already doing. So, like, because for a while I took a break from my morning routine to just, like, figure out what I actually wanted to be my real morning routine now. Because I feel like my old one was, like, 2 hours long. And that's a lot to do in every single morning. And when I was traveling, it would get messed up. But as long as I get my morning pages done and, like,
I don't even do those all the time.
I do those every morning. As at the bare minimum, if I can get my morning pages done, then the rest of my day, I should be good.
It's like the rest of my day has a fighting chance if I have my morning pages. If I don't do my morning pages, I'd be like, my brain will be.
That's when I'd be off.
Like, I'll be having negative thoughts, positive thoughts. It'll be like, I'm stressing, and I'm like, what is going on? So for me, that's how I get all of the excess out, and then I also get like a little bit of direction for my day through those pages.
Working out and yoga, it allows me to slow down. Like, it allows me to, that's my time for my mind to actually get to slow down to the pace that it's supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. Like, that it can actually operate effectively at. Cause my mind be going. So yeah, the way my thing is set up now, it helps me not be in my head as much. So I don't really be thinking about, overthinking stuff as much as I would. Cause one, I took care of myself already.
I know for me, the workout portion is super important. I knew how important it was because I love working out, but realizing how much of it, how much of the workout plays into like me relaxing or like me, like, cause you, I know we talk a lot about like breathing, like making sure you actually like, or, you know, actually remembering to breathe. Cause sometimes whether it's like you're online or you're doing something, like sometimes you forget to breathe. Like when I do the exercises to the what, like the, to the degree that I'm supposed to do them, like I'm exhausted, which is like, it forces me to like, I actually have to breathe and I have to, like my whole body relaxes. So parts of me that was like tense or like that I had tightened up, I'm a lot more relaxed. And then after that, it's like, all right, cool. Now I'm like, you breathe, just kind of slow down. I'm a lot more limber. I feel like, like Jell-O or whatever. And it'd be cool.
My yoga, like when I do yoga, that does that for me. But I do recognize that I can miss a day of yoga and I'll like, well, granted, I already said I'm gonna do it later. So I'm technically not missing a day. I can miss the morning of yoga and be okay. But I like missing my morning pages, I realize a huge difference. And I don't know if it's because of the habits and the way that they were set. But yeah, I mean, everything works differently for everybody. But also, I work out at night now. So, working out in the morning, I don't know. I'm just not in that season right now.
As long as I sleep, now I'm used to the routine of working out in the mornings. But me actually going to sleep helped me to be like, okay. I now, like, when I get up, I can think about the fact that this is what I said I was going to do. Mm-hmm. It's not like me being tired. It's not an excuse. I can't use that excuse for being tired because I went to sleep. Mm-hmm. I slept.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no excuse. Also, I know for me, when I wake up, I don't know what it is about when I first wake up, but I guess maybe I just have less resistance because when I first wake up, like, that's when I come up with some of the best songs, some of the best ideas, is when I first wake up. So, like, doing the morning pages, sometimes it just, I was like, oh, snap, this was a great idea. Where did this come from? And it's like, as opposed to me trying to do stuff throughout, like, if I do other stuff before it, it's like, I may be more reactive as well. That's a big thing for me. So, like, I'll see something and then I'm like, maybe I should, it's like, nah, just focus on what you're doing. Do the thing that you said you were going to do.
For me, now when I wake up, the first thing I do is meditate.
Yeah.
Third thing I do.
Yeah, I do that first now.
Sometimes I fall asleep.
Sometimes I do too. But my next alarm is set for 15 minutes after the first alarm. So it's like I wake up. It's also a way for me to not really like look at my phone, same thing. And I meditate first now because I was forgetting to meditate. Like later in the routine or like at night before I went to sleep. So now I started waking up 15 minutes earlier now so that I can meditate and then do my morning pages. And that's been helping me to kind of like slow my mind down and focus on my breathing a little bit more. And I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, I understand the falling asleep because I do my meditation after my workout, so every once in a while I'm here and I'm.
That was me yesterday.
I'm like, I don't know until the alarm go off and I can feel myself trying to lift my head up, but I'm like, why am I trying to lift my? I'm like, oh, I'm asleep. And then I wake up but then everything seems like a lot slower at that point. So I don't really be caring about stuff after that. But
yeah, now for my meditations, I use the HemiSync thing. Mm-hmm. I found out that helps me a lot more than like that helps my mind not be everywhere, not be thinking about everything. So that's like the final thing that just keep the nine-tailed dragon sealed.
What are morning pages?
It's basically journaling, 3 pages. It was in
The Artist's Way. Yeah, so there's this book called The Artist's Way, where basically it's a journey. It's a good book though.
Yeah, y'all gotta finish. But yeah, basically when you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that you do is you you have to, basically, you're just writing out your thoughts.
Free writing.
Yeah, free writing. And it's like, you have to do, like, the minimum is 3 pages. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, 3-4 pages. I wouldn't say front and back, just, I don't be doing front and back. I don't know if y'all be doing front and back.
Oh, no, I do.
Well, yeah. But that's 6 pages to me.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So, fill out 3 pages, and then, you know, just kind of, and you just basically being aware of what your thoughts are doing.
The book is called The Artist's Way by
Julia Cameron. Yeah.
But yeah. And it has a workbook too. It comes with a workbook if you want to get both, but we ain't get the workbook. Yeah. It's a lot of exercises in there and stuff. It's good. It's a good
book. It's a really good book. It just showed, it was, again, going back to the creativity, it showed me how creative, like, we're all creative even if we don't think it. We just don't, we're looking at creativity through different mediums and spaces and stuff like that. So
But dang, I forgot what I was saying.
Julia, I was going to say, I was talking about Hemi sync and meditation now.
Oh, I was going to say, I still haven't tried, like, the Hemi sync or even the meditation from The Mountain Is You yet.
Yeah,
but it's more so because I'm still trying to get back to meditating consistently so that, because I realized when I had stopped meditating for a while, it was partially because I was getting, like, distracted a lot. And my meditations just didn't really feel like I was meditating for real. And I probably should have just kept going. But now I'm going to keep going through it. But I've been having some good meditations lately where, like, I'm just kind of, I don't know, been watching my thoughts. And I don't feel anxious and I'm not thinking about, I mean, I'm thinking about a lot of stuff, but it's not me trying to force myself to think about something. It's just me allowing myself to be.
I be having good meditations at night. So I want to start doing it before I go to sleep. But it be, once I get in bed, I'll be ready to go to sleep.
Why don't you meditate on the floor?
I meditate in the bed.
Because I sit on my blankets and they fold it up a certain way. So when I sit on it, I got good posture and it'd be mad comfortable. But I don't want to, I sleep with them blankets, so I don't want to sleep with them on the floor.
I want to get some meditation pillows.
Yeah, I did meditate on the floor today, but I was on my yoga mat.
How was that?
Good. I be doing it all the time. It just depends on how I feel. If I'm too tired to fold up everything and to sit, I'ma lay down, corpse pose. And then that's how I be falling asleep sometimes. I'll be laying down. I'll be gone.
Yeah, I can't meditate my laying down.
I'ma be knocked out.
And then I'll get up like, oh wow, that was good. That was a good sleep. Good meditation.
I've done it one time. I've just done it one time where I was actually meditating. Mm-hmm. All the other times I was knocked out. Woke up, it was morning time.
I need the best sleep, though.
It do.
Yeah. Meditation into the slumber.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
Man, it's a whole nother level.
Good Lord, I be gone.
It's like falling asleep watching TV.
You know, I used to fall asleep watching TV a lot, and now I don't really be able to fall asleep while I'm watching TV.
Yeah, you be trying to watch the TV.
Yeah, I be trying to see what's going on. Mm.
I be trying, but the fact that I be tired, like, so, and it be dark. So the TV, it just be putting me to sleep.
I be like, I'll even if I'm laying down and I, this is about to sound crazy, but if I'm laying down and the TV, and I don't feel like lifting my head, like, I'll set my glasses a certain way so I can still see.
It'd be crazy. For me, I'd just fall asleep. Like that one of the things that I used to do when I was watching certain shows is if I knew I cared about the show, but I didn't, it was like I could run it back, I put it on, knowing that I'm gonna get a great nap within this next hour or so. I'd just be like, alright, cool. I don't know when I'm gonna fall asleep. Next thing you know, I wake up, I'm like, oh snap, that was great. Let me run that back. Oh, I missed 2 episodes? Woo! Run that back. Sometimes I might fall asleep at the same part and be like, wasn't meant to be. I'm just, I needed the rest.
When I was little, I used to put Only way I take a nap if I put SpongeBob on. Like, I'll put SpongeBob on, and then I'll turn it down real low so I can't really hear it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just lay down, like, across my bed. I couldn't be under the covers or nothing. I just had to just lay down, and I'd fall asleep eventually.
Dang. Yeah. Am I old? Because I used to put King of Queens on.
I used to watch that after school.
This was before streaming day.
Yeah, this was before streaming day. This too. Yeah, King and Queen used to come on. Damn, I'm old. I used to come on like maybe like 10 o'clock. Used to like something like
10
that.
10 o'clock at what?
At night? No, I'm talking about at night.
You taking naps at 10 o'clock?
No, I'm talking about before I went to sleep.
Oh, I was talking about naps.
Like, yeah, no,
middle of the day. Middle of the day. So
that makes sense.
Nickelodeon, so I put it on, turn it down, man, low.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, but it used to be good because it was like, it was just, I don't know if it was the fact that I used to hear people laughing and used to be like, you know, the crowd in the back, I used to be like, all right, cool. I'd just be going to sleep, so. Or because I didn't really care. It's like, it's a sitcom. I don't really care about these episodes. It's not like it's not going to make that much of a difference, but yeah, it was dozy. That too, that is also an option.
Hold on.
I got a twist that's
twisting. In the back that's trying to be free.
Trying to be free. Thank you. That's funny.
But yeah, I used to do that, and I used to have one of the older TVs. It was like
with the button in the back.
Yeah, with the button in the back, and then when I found out that I had the little timer on there, I was like, oh snap! It's a set 45 minutes. I know I'm gonna be gone in 15, but just in case, just. Every once in a while, George Lopez will come on.
Oh, that used to stay coming on. I think I really stopped falling asleep to TV when I was woken up abruptly by the cat dog theme song one day. And I was like, I fell asleep watching George Lopez. And I don't think I ever paid attention to how creepy that theme song was. But cat at dog. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Cat dog.
And my TV was on too. But it sounded so loud. And I was scared.
I'd rather cat dog than Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I would too. I did not like that show when I was young.
All I remember is that duck that used to always pop up.
I remember that.
That was a creepy duck.
I remember Return the Slab. And what else? Wow, that was.
That sounded like a ghost.
And what else? Cry. I remember the more cheese. My mom got all the episodes. Yeah, Courage was a wild show.
Yeah, it used to scare me as a child.
Back to courage. You need courage in life.
Confidence.
Confidence.
But, to gain peace.
But, yeah, I think, dang, thought it's escaping me. And it's out.
Going, gone.
It's gone.
Return the slab.
It's gone.
But, yeah. That's when I stopped, I think falling asleep to the TV. So then now,
I remember.
Ahead.
I was going to say the theme song for me was the Pink Panther theme song.
I was having wild dreams
and I'm like, I'm thinking about this dream. I'm like, I forget what exactly was happening. I know I was on the run from something and then I was like, what is this melody that keeps playing in my head? And then the commercial came because I was on a boomerang and it was da-dum. Dude, I was like, it was you! Oh my gosh! I was trying to figure out, like, what do I feel like?
You fooled me!
Yeah.
Oh man. I think that messed it up for me. And then, I don't know. Because I was fine falling asleep to George Lopez.
That might be why I don't like going to sleep with the TV. Like, stuff be so loud.
Even when you turn it all the way down, it be loud.
Yeah,
like the loudest thing ever.
And then you want to whisper in the shows.
Yep. During the daytime. 3 o'clock in the morning, they want to be yelling those whisper lines. And I'm like, this must be the alternate episode. Because y'all was not talking this loud before.
I've gotten some of the best sleep, though, with TV. With TV and movies.
On accident.
Yeah.
Like, when I asked y'all to watch The Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was out. Thanksgiving.
I had a great meal. I didn't work. Oh, I did. I worked the night before. And then I worked that day.
And cooked.
Yeah. Man, was exhausted.
And we all worked.
I was like,
well, you was off the day of, but Yeah, he
that
came.
Was great.
You man. Came to our place like right after work, and we ate. And this man, he was like, "Yeah, let's watch The Matrix." He requested this movie.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it.
He was gone.
Knocked out.
He was
red
like,
pill, blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the part you fell asleep at.
It was gone. It was looking like us.
Yeah.
Red pill, blue pill. Man, he was knocked out. Yeah, it's just, I've gotten some amazing, the middle of the day ones, though, where I used to, because I used to, my, you know how my old couch was. Old couch, it was huge. I'm turning on, I'm going to watch this movie. And I'm gone. I'm in the spirit world. I'm out of here.
I feel like the best place that I got sleep at was church.
That's wild.
When I was a kid, they used to be, I don't know, music blaring, praise and worship, all of it. And I was gone. It was beautiful.
But you were in a trance.
And I would wake up right before the last prayer. Every time. Best naps of my life. Want to get back to that. Not falling asleep in church, but like those types of naps. Those naps would be good.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So people lie, they don't listen. Haters and perpetrators is one other thing.
But they exaggerate. Mm, is that
exaggerate?
The one?
I thought it was people dramatic.
People to be dramatic.
Oh, word.
Yeah, yep, that was the one.
I think I might be one of the dramatic people.
I agree. I think everybody is dramatic to a certain extent.
Think so?
Yeah, I feel like it just depends on what it's
people
about.
People be acting. Mm-hmm. They ain't take their mask off. Yeah, I took my mask off. I guess I get goofier. Sorry, I get goofier when I take my mask off.
My stomach is growling again, y'all. I'm gonna eat some. But even people who aren't acting, like some people are just, you know, more dramatic. I be dramatic sometimes. A lot of times, I'm just now accepting this by myself. But I think to a certain degree, like, depending on what it's about, depending on, like, what situation it is, like, everybody is dramatic to a certain extent.
We just talked about this earlier today, just about, like, when I reminded myself that, one, people are going to either be very dramatic or exaggerate, so it'll be like, oh, my gosh, you know, you see one cop car, it'll be like, oh, the boys is out. Why all the cops out tonight? I seen 15 cops. You saw one. You know, but it's just the natural, like, people do it just because it's like, see, I keep seeing it.
Huh?
Wow, I did that.
Oh.
15.
Yeah.
That's
what
I was talking about.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I was like, yeah. And then she was like, I thought it was actually 15. I was like, you know it was. Like, no, I actually thought. I was like,
how people? I was like, really? Oh, wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and y'all, Katie. And I was, my initial thing was, nobody getting 15? That's a lot.
So I got an exaggerated text message this morning that I thought was, I didn't think they were exaggerating. I thought they were saying just the accurate information. They got 15 or something, and I'm like, that's wild that you got 15. That's a lot. And then it was like, it was a joke, and I'm like, oh, I thought.
You're being literal.
Yeah, like you said, 15. This was a random text message. How am I supposed to know this is a joke? So, but yeah. But I mean, so yeah, that's an example, but also just like everyday life, even like in our regular terminology for stuff, like when we say something is far, like, you know, it's a hike. It's not. It might not be. It might be two blocks away, but that's a hike.
Yeah,
I've been on hikes. I know how hikes are now.
That's funny.
Like stuff like that, but it's just it's just regular terminology for us. Like, dang,
you know what I was thinking about?
What?
I'm not funny when I try to be funny.
You like Kevin Hart?
Sure.
Well, I think Kevin Hart is hilarious when he doesn't try to be funny. When he's actually just like being like just chilling. That's me. He'd be hilarious. I'm like, wow, that was funny. Like with the whole Kevin with the Don Cheadle, dang! Like he wasn't trying to be funny. At least I don't think he was.
He was trying to be funny.
Yeah, but I think
it was more of a subtle one. It was like I'm trying to be funny with my friends, not like I'm trying to make the world laugh.
Yeah, like when it's everything is like, make her funny.
And he said that like he not pushing 50. You right. know what I'm saying? How old did Don Cheatham say he was?
I think he said he turned 50. I think it was like 56 or something, or 50. It was something 50. Yeah.
I think he said like 52.
It was right. 50. I know it was in his 50s, but Kevin Hart, he like 46. I was about to say he had this tall abdomen because he old. It's like,
Dang, he in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm like
8 to 12 weeks. That's a long time. That is wild. But yeah. But I think, needless to say, I think people be dramatic in their own ways. It just depends on the situation. It depends on the conversation and all of that stuff. But people do be dramatic. And
people
I think
be people.
Yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time.
What else they gonna do?
No, that's
gonna be birds. some of them. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just gonna be a pigeon.
I lost it after you said birds.
You said people be peopling. It's gone.
She's gone.
But while we was talking, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, I'm gone now too. All right, your turn.
Me, I ain't never had nothing.
You'll be people in flamenco. Don't be a pigeon. Know your star.
Know your star.
People definitely be dramatic or be exaggerating. And once I understood that, I was like, oh, okay, I don't take nobody serious for real, off the rip. Like, I mean, I take people serious, but I'm not going.
I think I've been taking more of what people, not even just people, just like when certain people talk to me, I've been taking it more literal than I used to. Mm-hmm. And I think,
like, oh, this shouldn't be a joke.
I think that's why.
It's
because
supposed to be funny.
This not funny to me. Like, it's funny to you, but it's not funny to me.
Word, that's what it is. People be talking to us the same way they talk to us when they met us. They don't know the evolved version, the growth that took place. They don't know the work that we all put in individually to get to this place of knowledge, peace, courage, creativity. So they saying stuff in an old format. It's like when we was talking about ASOS. They collection didn't grow with the times. They having certain pieces, but it didn't grow with the times. They haven't grown with the times. So it's like, you know what? Y'all cool, y'all funny, but this isn't my type of humor.
I think that's what it is. It's not my type of humor anymore. So in my head, I'm like, this can't be a joke.
Yeah, it's like their jokes is like clothes from 05, 06. Like, you don't got to wear the capris. With the big baggy capris.
The gauchos.
I'm about to say the capris, though. They're not going to be big baggy, but they're going to be loose. But they're going to be fine.
Yeah, so it's like, this was an 03 joke. We're 20 years removed. You know, we don't got to do this anymore.
Right. So, I mean, it's a me thing at that point. So, I've been taking it a little more seriously, not realizing that that's what's happening. So, like, I missed the joke because this isn't something that I would joke about anymore.
And I also think it's a thing of know too much. So it's like a thing of I know how powerful what I say is. Mm-hmm. So I won't allow myself to joke about this because I don't want this to appear in my reality at all. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, I had to stop joking negatively about myself. Even saying something negative about myself as a joke.
Thinking something negative.
I be having don't like that one.
I'm still
Move that thought
on
to the side.
I stopped doing that for the most part, but I think I'm still working on that. I feel like I still got some more growing in.
Like, just even changing the verbiage. Like, even if you do something that you like, that you feel like, let's say you make a decision that wasn't the best decision. As opposed to being like, oh, that was dumb, or I was dumb, whatever. Being like, oh, like, that wasn't my finest moment. As opposed to calling yourself stupid or saying something that you did was dumb. It's like, nah, it's like, I could have made a better decision there.
Even earlier when I was outside, when I was watching the courses that you sent, it was a feeling of, one, I should already know this, I should be in a place of. But then I'm like, you know what, I'm learning something that
that's going to help me in the future and long run. Like, I'm actually learning step by step. And it was gifted to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it was free. Yeah. Free knowledge.
One thing. Oh, what were you about to say? I was going to say, one thing that's really been helping me lately is, like, I have literally freed myself of the idea that I should already know things.
Yeah.
Because it's not the way for me to know stuff that I was never taught.
Yeah.
Right, like, or that maybe it was information that somebody gave me, but I wasn't able to comprehend it at the time, or I didn't absorb it long enough,
right,
so that I could, you know, hang on to it and use it in the future. So now, as what I've been doing is allowing myself to walk through life as a student,
mm-hmm.
so I can learn from everything. But like, I don't feel like I should already know this stuff because nobody taught me this stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say for you, I mean, I guess it's for all of us, but like, why do we feel like we should know anything? It's like, did you go to school to be a finance man? Did you go to school for accounting? Did you take finance classes? Did you blah blah, like is this something that you've done? I can understand if you've done it for years, like for like literal years, but it's like, nah, we should just know it because we're a certain age. It's like,
like, don't worry like that.
It's like, it's when it came to nutrition. On paper, you're like, yeah, nah, maybe I should know this, but it's like, well, I mean, why should you? You just enjoy food. That doesn't mean you should know everything about the cells, the
adipose
tissue, so all of this extra stuff. That has nothing to do with it, you know. So it's like, why? It's like, if you don't know it, that's cool. Now you have an opportunity to learn it. Like,
yeah.
And even though I think it's even okay when it comes to something we feel like we do know, it's like, to approach it like, all right, what can I learn from this? Because there's always something extra you can,
mm-hmm.
you can get out of stuff. Like, you were just talking about painting earlier. It's like, how much you're learning on a day-to-day basis about painting. And it's like, you may have knew a lot already, or whether it could have been.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Or, all right, in marketing.
Stay in the lines. That was my mentality. But now, like, I don't even have to stay in the lines because yeah. add some more paint or water. And yeah. wipe it off.
Yeah, and it's like, for some of the stuff that you do, like, you went to school for, oh, it was marketing? It's like, I'm sure you're still learning stuff about marketing to this day.
I'm learning more about marketing now than I did in school.
That's the other thing.
It was like common sense stuff. I didn't learn marketing for the future. I learned marketing for the time and previously. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, that, sorry.
I wish I would have learned more, like, it would have been geared more towards the future than what has already occurred, because we knew where the world was going, but the curriculum wasn't geared towards that.
And I was just gonna say, that is the other thing. A lot of times, even if you've gone to school for it, you still don't have to feel like you should already know this, because a lot of times once you go out into the real world and you start putting things into practice, you realize the stuff that you learned in school is not the stuff that's going on right now. Like, the way you learn it, but a lot of times now it's like you're learning the history of, like, I learned the history of the music industry, which isn't a bad thing, but I wasn't provided the tools to implement anything right now.
And I mean, that's also, it's a hard thing to do because it's a curriculum and it's like, it's a school, like they have to go through a certain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
So it's like, regardless, it's going to be reactive, because in order for you to teach it, like, in a lot of ways, they have to be, it's going to be react. They're going to be late to the party because they're not in the field. They're talking about the field.
But,
so like, you're not on the, like, if we were doing marketing, right? They're talking about what marketing is, blah, blah, but they're not actively, in most cases, they're not actively participating in new marketing ideas, new marketing schemes. Like, no, I'm teaching people who have no idea about marketing, so they're not really gonna, in most cases, they're not gonna teach you about the future just yet. They're just gonna be like, all right, this is what it is, and then this is where it stops, because this is where the curriculum is going. I don't know what's gonna happen in 5 years, but this is where we at.
Me only having one social media class, I should have had more stuff geared around technology, like even SEO type of stuff, just, yeah, it should have been a lot more hands-on with technology isn't new. And a lot of the I could understand if I would have been like, man, I wish they would have taught us how to market on Web3 and a blockchain, but not Web 2.0. We've been had apps since 2008, maybe before. We had apps, social media apps. Advertisement didn't change for real. They just moved it to the apps, but actually understanding how the stuff works, they didn't teach us how it works. Like, it's just like you were saying, it's just definitions.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times there should be like a balance of past and the present. Because like, even I could talk about like my publishing course. Like we were in the same class. Mm-hmm. All right. So like for publishing, we learned about like what publishing was, but we didn't learn about it in a way like what was currently going on in the present. Yeah. Like what do I need this for? Like, what can I use this for now? Or what are some examples of some publishing that's happening right now? Or like, or where could it potentially go in the future? Even if it's not the intro class, it should be the next class. Like, mm-hmm. it should be in whatever your major, what was it called? I don't know what it was called when you went to your counselor and, like, I don't know, whatever your journey is for your courses.
Career path? I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't know. I feel like it's like your broader curriculum thing. Like, you know, like what courses you have to take. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's called, but it should have been like built in. Like, I should have had more than one, like legal class. In my legal class, we watched movies the entire time. Not legal movies either. But anyways, I'll move on. It just like, you get the past, you get the basics, but then you have, even if it's just a extracurricular, like, you have the option to go into, all right, well, where is publishing now? Or where is, where could it be? Or like, just a deep dive, not a surface level, like past the surface level of this is this. All right, now what is it really? What does it look like? Like the laws and stuff on publishing, or like all that stuff that you need to know either as an artist or a manager or like a music or entertainment lawyer or whatever. Like that stuff, or like all, I don't know. It just should have been a more in-depth courses. I feel like I got a lot of surface level intro courses and not enough like in-depth stuff. So now I'm like, well, I can't expect myself to know something that I actually wasn't taught.
Yeah, but I think, yes, I agree. I also think that will require them to update the curriculum like every year.
They should be doing that.
I didn't make it. I'm just letting you know. That requires them to do that, but that's not what they're going to do because, again, they're looking at it. Well, one, they're probably looking at it like, hey, I'm not going to teach. Like, this year, I'm not going to teach this group something totally different than the next group. Or it's like, some of these teachers have been there for years, and it's like, this is what they've known.
Even with that, like, a lot of professors are required to put out paper, like write articles, put out papers and all this other stuff about whatever subject that they're teaching. So technically they're supposed to be knowledgeable of what's actually going on, different changes, different nuances. So they should be able to teach us what's actually going on. And I also wish that it was like how, like if you go to school for medicine and stuff, you be having to do clinicals and stuff. So I wish it was like that, so you can get hands on type of.
I mean, too. I think it also depends on your major, but
I had to get an internship.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Yeah, but I didn't, but that would have helped at the time.
It would have helped, but I didn't have to. Actually, did I? I got one. I did get one. That's how I worked at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
So did I have to get one? I did have to get one. But I wasn't in the marketing department. I just got a job.
That is but again, like I said, I think it's one, I don't think anybody was prepared for how fast things change. So like, schools are always gonna be behind because especially how quick the internet is moving. Like, perfect example, AI. AI changing this fast, no one could have predicted that it was going to change as fast as it was. Granted, there's like, all right, there's some, what happened?
The movies.
I mean, the movies, yes, but like, they're not going to teach you the movies.
I had a whole class with just movies that had nothing. Why are we watching, what's his name, Tarantino, them Tarantino movies? Why are we watching this?
I was like, who is Tarantino?
They're not even singing in here.
Oh my goodness.
There's nothing involving music. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, I'm saying the schools are always going to be behind because they're not in the field. Like, most of the time, that's what's going to, like, a lot of the teachers, like, you have to step out of, in order for you to teach, in most cases, you step out of the field that you're in so that you can teach people who are not in the space that you're in anymore. So, like, perfect example, Lupe Fiasco is a good example, right? He's not as active as he was as a rapper, so that's why he started teaching at Harvard.
But he's
a lot more, he's a better example of somebody who's going to teach you more of the present. But if he ended up getting stuck and teaching people all of the old stuff, it's like he was only going to be able to teach you up until the point when he was active in the field. Because a lot of times when you're active in the field, you're not able to teach to the degree about like what's actively going on.
I feel like
you can, but it's for some things, it's not as... I'm sorry. For some things, I feel like it's not as... It's just not as easy. Like, I think it's easy to be like, nah, you guys should definitely be teaching this stuff. When a lot of the active, like, the stuff that you guys are learning it from people who are in the field right now. And they're like, I'm putting up a course right now because this just changed right now.
So, my thing is, I agree with what you're saying, but to a certain extent. But... It's a difference between being, like, hundreds of thousand years behind and maybe being a few years behind. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we was learning about stuff that was, like, very outdated. Some of it wasn't. Some of it wasn't. But we didn't... I feel like we should have got more of the present stuff. And also, like, even of... I don't know. I feel like there's also a way of, like, as you're learning of things that are changing, even just making your students aware of it. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily, you don't have to, like, be like, all right, we're switching the topic today. We're teaching this. All right. Hey, guys, I'm going to send you a list of, like, updated articles or whatever each week as things start to change because things change so quickly. It's not a part of the curriculum, but if this is a field that you want to take seriously, these are things that maybe you should be aware of. Or maybe it's not every week, maybe it's once a month or something like that. But still having some level of, I guess, bringing some level of awareness to your students of the things that are changing. So even though we're learning this, this just happened. So this kind of shifted this idea, but you know where it came from type of thing. Just to bring the two together.
Yeah. I agree. I don't either. But I would. I'm not putting that much
pressure. Gray area school. School of life.
I'm not putting that much pressure on some... I'm not going to rely that much on an old system to teach me something new.
Well...
Like, I'm not saying that you can't learn, because you can learn from anything, but I'm not... I didn't go into it expecting that I was going to learn about what's happening, the changes in streaming. I wasn't going into expecting it about thinking that I'm going to learn about, oh, AI is about to do this. I'm going into expecting, all right, they have a curriculum because they've been doing this for years. So I'm like, all right, cool. They're going to teach me the basics. When I go out there, I'm going to see what applies and what doesn't. And that's how, I mean, most of the stuff I've relearned from was outside of school. Was like, okay, now that that was great for that time. Right now, I can't apply none of that. Right.
The one thing that I know, well, at least marketing, for me, this stuff be common sense. So, and I know myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and I know people. Mm-hmm. So, as long as you know people, and you know yourself, it's easy to market yourself. So that's the one thing that I do like, and I did take from it. But other than that, everything is just hands-on. It's a hands-on type of thing. Like, so I got to experience it and then just adjust.
Yeah. I did learn, like, more stuff outside of school than in school. But I wish for the amount of money that I paid that I got the information that I actually could apply earlier in the moment. Like, maybe I wasn't ready to apply it right then and there when I was in school, but, like, stuff that I could apply more. Not to say that, like, my whole, all of my curriculum was a wash. Like, I did learn a lot of stuff, but things do change fast. And it's a lot of stuff that I'm still learning. And I just have to stay up to date on myself. So,
Enter a new field.
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
I said, me too. I entered a new field.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, me too. Like, I'm doing some stuff that I didn't go to school for.
But I mean, you just gotta figure, I mean, technically, it's still a part of it.
It's still a part of it, but now I'm learning, like, I didn't go to school for anything involving music. I just like music. So, but now I learned how to mix, make beats, master.
I mean, I didn't learn anything about marketing, and then now it's like I had to learn about marketing, extra stuff about business. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I recognize it's something that we talked about in Alchemist. Just the idea of, at least for, I know for me, action, like, learning through action is way more beneficial than, like, learning through theory. Because when you actually are doing stuff, when you're in the field,
you're testing the theories.
Yeah. Because it's literally like you have a theory and you have to test it. And it's like you're getting immediate feedback. Back then, it's like when we were in school, I have a theory. I just have to sit with the theory and just assume that this is the right theory, or this is like, all right, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not actually actively tweaking stuff because I'm getting feedback. It's like, I'm not getting any feedback.
Right.
And then if I get feedback, it's going to be a year after I graduated. It's like, I'm trying to remember, what did it say on page 70? And it's like, as opposed to going out there and somebody said something to you, let me test this. That wasn't correct. Cool. Somebody else said, let me try this way. I tried it this way, didn't work at all. Never gonna do that again. And it's like you're getting immediate feedback, and you learn so much faster that way.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, it is what it is. I did learn a lot in school. I definitely like my major. I do wish that they would update the curriculums more frequently.
The curriculum, the building,
the food.
Yeah,
need some vegan
free
options. Yeah, they probably got it now. To be honest,
mine don't. I already know that.
Too expensive for
them. Yeah, we went to a PWI, so they might have it. They might not, though.
They might have, like, two sections. Get your vegetarian.
Mine probably just got fruit.
Got a little extra carrots.
Because it had some fruit, and you could get salads.
Yeah.
Fruits and salads. I would have been eating fruit and salad every day. I would have had to sell platters, vegan, gluten-free platters. Health conscious.
Word. But do y'all have any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today? I know we talked about a lot.
I don't. Just stay blessed, stay black, know yourself, know your worth, people.
Yep. Sounds all of that. Just choose who you want to be. Keep it moving.
Choose who you want to be. Learn through your actions. And give yourself grace. Don't expect yourself to know something that you weren't already taught or you weren't taught in depth. But with that, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all for joining us for another live episode. If you haven't already, like we said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also join our Patreon so you can watch this podcast live and early, as well as our other content, including our food review show.
Who made this?
And yeah, we just appreciate y'all. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Oh, yeah.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.